This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello, you welcome back to another episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. I'm excited, you can tell, because today I'm going to review Kingdom Ashamed of the Nuts. This is a prequel to the popular Netflix South Korean drama called Kingdom. So while we're waiting for episode 3, while we're waiting for Netflix and the production company to release episode 3 of Kingdom, they dropped this for us, Ashin of the North. So like I said earlier, it's a prequel to Kingdom, things that happened before the whole event of Kingdom, and also the story of Ashin, Jun Ji-hyun, or Gianna Jun. From the synopsis I read, this is a standalone movie. It's not a series, it's just one standalone movie telling us how the resurrection plan came about and who Ashin is, the person, the mysterious lady we saw at the end of season 2. This movie is about vengeance and betrayal. It's just Ashin's journey after the death of, like, the massacre of her village people and the death of her dad. She, at the end, we found out that her dad wasn't dead for all these years, but was captured by the Japanese people. And what led to her village people being massacred, the Japanese people taking her dad, cutting his leg, was because of a misunderstanding between the Japanese people, I've forgotten their name in the movie, and the Joseon people. So the Joseon people, the soldiers, some soldiers, they killed some of these Japanese men, and these guys were like, they must avenge the death of their brothers. So in order for them to settle everything, the Joseon people to settle the Japanese people, they framed this, the low bonds. Yeah, they are called the low bonds. That's where Ashin is from. They framed them. We didn't even know about this till the end. We didn't know about this frame, and like, we didn't know the Joseon people were behind this low bonds massacre. So they framed them. They told the Japanese people, oh, these people were the ones who killed your brothers and everything. So the Japanese people went to avenge the death of your brothers, massacred everyone. And when that day, Jun Ji-hyun, Ashin wasn't around, she went into the forest to look for this resurrection plan because her mom was so sick. Okay, no, I don't want to spoil it. When she got back, she saw everything destroyed in her village, and she ran to Joseon to beg the king, and she asked the king, that told the king, my father has been devoted to you, even if we are low bonds, please, I want you to avenge the death of my father. Woo, the poor young girl was just crying and begging, not knowing the king, that person she's actually begging is the mastermind behind everything. And let me just take a minute to praise this young lady, the young Ashin. Her name is Kim Shia. These South Korean, you know, teenage young actors, they are so good. How do they do it? Sometimes they're even better than their adult counterpart. How do they do it? How? Tell me, please. I need the secret. Tell me how they do it. How? I just want to know. This girl, the young Ashin, she killed this role. Like, everything, I felt everything, like the emotions, like when she was in tears, everything, her action, the bow and arrow part in the forest. She is too good. She is too good. If you are someone who likes action, you have to be patient with this movie, this standalone movie, because from the beginning to like the middle was just kind of slow, cool, you know, like just building it up gradually. It didn't just start with action. They built it up in beats, and I was patient enough because of Jun Ji-hyun, our queen. Oh, hey, the goddess Jun Ji-hyun. Like, oh my god, like, her character in this series is a perfect example of, you don't have to talk much. You don't have to talk much. Like, action speaks louder than words. That's what she did after she found out everything behind her, the massacre of her village, her father, because the king came to her tent and asked her to go spy on those Japanese people, because that's back then when she was small, when she came to beg the king to avenge her father's death. She was like, she can even spy for him, do anything for him, but she should avenge her father's death. And unknown to her, they've been using her, the whole Joseon, they've been using her. She go there, she discovered her dad, like they cut the guy's, her dad's leg off, like how many years, should I say more than 10-15 years, this man had been living in agony. He begged the daughter to kill. Oh, mommy, I'm feeling too much. No, I'm feeling too much. So when she found out what happened, like, babe was mad. Babe was angered. Like, our goddess, our queen, Juju, how ashamed she was for. And do you know she already knows the effect of the resurrection plant? I'm not going to spill it. Watch it to know how she found out everything. So she took her revenge. Like, she didn't even say anything. She took her revenge, and someone who came to check up on her, she killed the person, gave the person the resurrection plant. From there, she made sure she used that person who turned into a zombie to destroy everyone in Joseon land. I don't even want to speak much. If I keep talking, I'm going to spoil it for people who have not seen this drama, seen this movie. Yes, it's a standalone movie. So go see this. And okay, like I said, I applaud everyone, all the cast, for their acting, especially young Ashin. That lady did a marvelous job. Like, especially her. I really love what she did. I really love her character. I love her acting. And Jun Ji Hyun, we all know she's like, is she not like the top actress, like the top most actress in South Korea? Like, I already expected her to deliver, and she even like exceeded my expectation. On a norm, I see her in funny drama, she gets to talk, but this, she didn't really speak much. Her action, her body language really did justice to the whole drama. I love it. You know, when the zombies were just killing everyone, they were biting everyone in the land, that scene when she was up shooting her arrows, wow, so badass. She didn't say anything. Like, her face carried more than 1,000 words. I live for that. It's so good. Now let's talk about the color grading. Who is the editor? Who edited this movie? Who is he? Who is she? Who is the person? Because the person did an excellent job. The person really, like, I love the color grading. The color of the sky, wasn't that blue, like a light blue, like it's so, you know, giving us this retro olden days vibe. I love the color grading, the cinematography too. Kudos to the person, kudos to the director, kudos to the crew, kudos to the writer. I like this. I like how they built this drama up. I like, from the beginning to the middle, everything was just slow. It was just going, you know, like once a graph is going from the down point, it goes up, boom, and we saw disaster everywhere. This is it. Go see it. I've spoiled enough, and if I keep talking, I'll spoil more, and I don't think you'll be interested in watching if I if I spoil everything, because I'm so excited for it. So we're hoping for Kingdom Season 3 next year, and I saw in news that they are also going to do a standalone movie for Joo Ji Hao. That's the main lead, the male character in Kingdom. So let's see what happens. But this is a must watch to keep us busy while we wait for Kingdom Season 3. So thank you for listening, and let me know what you think about Ashin of the North if you've seen it already. If you've not seen it, go watch it and come back and tell me what you think about it. And if you've not seen Kingdom Season 1 and 3, go watch everything, then see Ashin of the North and come back here to tell me what you think about this marvelous story, Kingdom. So thank you. Don't forget to like and share my podcast with our fellow K-drama lovers. You know, let's build a friendly, lovely Korean drama community. And I'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.